Mike, how you doing? My name is Matt. I'm calling with Metal Express Radio for an interview.
Hi, how you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, hanging in there under the circumstances, thanks.
So my first question I have for you, your new project, Dead Risen, your debut album out last week. What kind of feedback have you been able to receive?
Well, you know, so far the feedback, I'd say, has been like 95% very positive. We're getting a lot of good reviews. A lot of the media is, you know, they're saying that, you know, we're very good musicians. They're saying that songs are really good. So we've been very happy with it. The fans have been responding very, very well. So, you know, it's a brand new band, and you know, we're just expanding slowly but surely. So, you know, on the momentum, we're just going to slowly build it up, and hopefully, great things will come of it.
And how did the formation of this band come about?
I met Rod Rivera, the guitar player, in 2007, and at the time, he had a band called Rivera Boma. And the Boma was John Boma, who was the singer. So I really liked what they were doing. And Rod and I really got along really well. We worked really well together with songwriting, and we became close friends. Fast forward to about 2014, 2015, in there, John Boma, the singer, you know, he wanted to retire from the industry. So Rod and I, you know, decided that we wanted to continue. You know, we loved working together, and we wanted to continue. So we needed some new guys in the band. So just from being on the local New York, New Jersey scene, I knew some local guys, because we wanted local guys for sure, because we wanted to all be able to practice. We wanted the band to sound live and have a live feel. We didn't want everybody emailing their parts to each other. So, I found some really good local guys, play really well, are really good people too, because that was definitely something we wanted. We didn't want anybody to have the egos. So we got everybody together, and it took us like, I mean, we definitely took our time with it. It was like a labor of love. So it took us about 4 years to write and record the album, secure the proper management, and then finally get signed to AFM, and here we are.
How was it getting together and writing and recording for the first time?
You know, it felt good, because, you know, we had all kind of known each other, I guess, for years, because everybody was in different bands, but we kind of knew each other, and then we kind of slowly developed our own way of writing. You know, I mean, a lot of the guys in the band are a little older, so, you know, we all have our own families and stuff. So we would practice once a week. You know, whoever could show up would show up, and, you know, whoever had things they had to do, that was fine too. So kind of get together in different forms once a week. Usually Rod Rivera would come up with some ideas or some riffs or some parts, and then the rest of the band would help him arrange it. And we would add parts to it, and it really felt like a real band working, you know, which is, for me, that's kind of refreshing these days, you know. So once the songs were completed, you know, it really felt like a real band effort. When we recorded, we kind of used the Symphony X model for recording, where the drummer would play to a pretty solid demo of a song, and then the guitar would do his part, and kind of would build a cake. And that's how I find you get really the tightest recording possible. So all in all, in the end, we were really proud of the album, really proud of how it sounded, how it came out. So you know, so now that that's passed, now we're on to the next part, which is interviews and getting the band and growing the band.
And what do you see the future for the band in regards of touring and what have you?
Well, yeah, the band, from the onset, we wanted the band to be a live-sounding band. Even in the studio, we wanted the band to sound live. You know, we wanted lots of jamming parts, lots of things like that, so you would feel you're, like, at a show. Now that the album is out, We fully intend to play live. Obviously, right now, these days, we have some tough times going on, so, you know, we're not thinking about right now. But since this is going on, we're just actually working on more songs. But when the smoke clears, we're definitely going to go out there and play live and get response from that.
And how would you compare Dead Risen to some of your previous work with other bands such as, you know, Symphony X and Ross the Boss?
Yeah, you know, I think Dead Risen has elements of each of those bands, actually. As far as the Symphony X influence, I think the Dead Risen songs have a certain intelligence to them and a certain musicality to them that, you know, is pretty solid. Obviously, Symphony X is super intense, super intelligent, and Dead Risen kind of follows that model a little bit. But it also follows kind of Ross the Boss kind of sound, where a lot of it is just straight ahead. There's no off-time stuff like Symphony X. It's not really progressive. It's symphonic like Symphony X, but not progressive. It's more straight ahead like Ross the Boss would do. So I think if you put those two bands together, you would kind of have something of what Dead Risen represents.
What would be the song or songs that you would recommend for fans to jump into with the album?
I would have to just pick my two favorites. Track two is called Prophecy. Yeah, that gives you a good summary of what the band sounds like. And then there's another song on the album called The Maker. It kind of has almost like a Symphony X kind of feel, maybe like a Symphony X meets Rainbow kind of feel. And I think that's another aspect of the band. But yeah, those two songs I would suggest first.
So what would the remainder of 2020 look like for you?
Well, let's see. In March, I had a really busy month. You had Ross the Boss coming out on March 6th. Dead Risen came out on March 13th. My solo band, Michael Pond Silent Assassins, is coming out on May 29th. Now, I was supposed to do some touring, so that's on hold. So I'm thinking that probably towards the end of the year, these tours will happen. So I'll probably be busy, I guess, more towards the end of the year. But it's going to be a lot going on this year. A couple releases that I'm on, and definitely got a lot of tours that have to be made up, so I'll be pretty busy.
What is some advice you would give to an upcoming musician? Obviously, you're someone that, you know, keeps yourself busy and you have success with all your releases and everything like that. So what is someone that you would give to a young upcoming musician?
To an upcoming musician, my best advice would be, you know, don't try to learn the hard stuff first. Just learn the easy stuff first. Learn blues first. I know a lot of people these days don't even want to listen to blues. They think it's like maybe old man music, but I think you have to learn blues in order to get an appreciation for where the rock and roll and heavy metal riffs come from. So I would say start there, learn blues, learn the language of your instrument, and then once you have that down, then you can start to learn the hard stuff. Another thing I would say is, don't only listen to heavy metal. Listen to other kinds of music. You know, listen to Elton John and Billy Joel and the Beatles. And listen to these bands that are amazing songwriters. And then another thing I would say, lastly, is don't just listen to the people who play the instrument that you play. Like, say, okay, I'm a bass player. But don't just listen to only bass players. Listen to some guitar players. Listen to violin players, and you'll get influenced in a lot of different ways that you wouldn't think of if you just keep your mind open. You know, when I was younger, my mind was not open, but now that I'm older, I'm always reinventing myself and my style, and if you could do that when you're younger, it's only going to make you that much better.
So right now, if there's nothing that we've gone over that you like to throw in, go right ahead.
Well, I just say the Dead Risen album came out March 13th. The album has a lot of various styles. It's everything from like Rainbow to Testament. So if you like classic heavy metal, classic hard rock, give it a try. If you're on Instagram or you're on Facebook, just search us. You'll find us, and you can basically find the album anywhere that you would normally go looking for records, and we appreciate all your support.
That's great, Mike. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I dig the album. It's awesome. I really hope that, you know, you guys can get out and tour for it soon enough, as soon as everyone's safe. And, you know, glad to hear, obviously, you're keeping a positive upbeat during this. And like I said, you're, you know, still doing what you love.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. You know, maybe we could do it again sometime for another project.